This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A federal judge in Columbus, Ohio, has responded to a suit brought by Planned Parenthood and has blocked implementation of an Ohio law banning landfill disposal of human remains. Judge Edmund Sargas says obeying the law would burden the abortion giant. Planned Parenthood locations in Ohio will be permitted until January 4th to continue their disposal practices. One clinic may be violating the disposal policies of its contractor. The NAACP has lost its bid to stop restrictions on abortion providers when they are paid to abort babies of African descent because of their race. On behalf of the NAACP, the American Civil Liberties Union of Arizona asked the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals to hear the case, and that court refused. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. In violation of IRS rules, several affiliates of Planned Parenthood Federation of America gave more than half their spending on influencing elections. One reason 501c3 charities are restricted like this is that they must show they exist primarily for social welfare and not elections. Another is that donors could be allowed to shield their identities and exert undue influence on the mission of the group if the group were used as a front for illegal giving. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.